worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. Verses 1 through 22, Hebrews chapter 11. Father, we thank you for how that your word teaches us that faith is such a critical part of the Christian life. And Lord, thank you for the fact that not only does Hebrews chapter 11 have great insight and wisdom about walking in faith, all of your word from Genesis to Revelation teaches us that all of your word is a book of faith. Help us to grow an understanding of the need for us to put our faith to work every day. You told us the just shall live by faith. Teach us to walk in that power and wisdom every day so that you can use us to do great things for your glory in the building of your kingdom. We thank and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of faith. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of your promises and everything that we have to look forward to in Scriptures. Heavenly Father, help us to really delve into Scriptures more as we look to your promises and as we look to all the ways that you have given us things to hope for. And Heavenly Father, help us for our lives to be things to point forward to your promises. Heavenly Father, help us in character and in action to be testaments of what's to come. Thank you so much. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. We continue to be in our National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child, and we do appreciate many who have gotten involved with this wonderful outreach by the ministry, sponsored by the ministry Samaritan's Purse. Isaac, would you share with our listeners a little bit more about what this great outreach is all about?
Absolutely. So Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child is a wonderful, wonderful ministry. What happens is they get some boxes and they pack school supplies, personal care items, practical items for the children. And they partner with a lot of local churches in hard-to-reach areas, and even they go to some unreached people groups. And what they're going to do is they're going to take these gift boxes, they're going to pass them out as Christmas presents, and they're going to share the gospel. It's a wonderful, beautiful project that is a really simple, practical way to share the gospel. And of course, they've got a lot of instructions on what is allowed to go, what's not allowed, what they suggest you to pack. And you can find all of that information online at their webpage. Pastor Joseph, would you mind sharing their webpage?
Go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC, and there you can learn more about the project and also find local drop-off locations as well. And again, this year, Operation Christmas Child is hoping to reach 12.6 million children with the gospel through a simple shoebox gift, and you can be a part of helping them reach that goal. So again, we hope that you will take the time to go online and learn more about it and pray and say, Lord, show me what you'd have me to do to be involved in this great outreach to touch children around the world. Again, that website is samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more about this outreach and to find a local drop-off location in your community. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we often do, we share discipleship articles as tools to strengthen and encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and also as tools for you to use in the discipling of your family, and tools to forward and share with fellow church members, maybe extended family members, people you might work alongside, saved or unsaved individuals as well. And remember, it's very easy to do this kind of discipleship online just with the touch of a button on a computer. So forwarding discipleship tools like this is an easy thing to do. This article is entitled, A Lifelong Student in the School of Faith. Again, the title, A Lifelong Student in the School of Faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Again, Hebrews 11:1. Then Hebrews 11, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Again, Hebrews 11:6. And then Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Again, Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Is the word of God true? Of course it's true. It's the word of God, and his word is truth. And God always keeps his word. Well, if it is true, and of course it is, you and I are called to believe that it's true and act like it's true and live a life acting on its truth. Why is this true? Well, this is true because living a life of faith is to hear the word of God so we can believe and live like it's true. Faith follows the word of God because faith trusts and obeys. It spells out very clearly that walking in faith is tremendously important to everything in the Christian life. The Bible tells us, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Again, Hebrews 11, verse 6. So it's impossible to please God without faith. Romans 1:17, once again, as well as other passages tell us, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Again, Romans 1:17. So we are commanded to live by faith. So in view of the truth that without faith we cannot please God, and by his command, the just shall live by faith, we need to clearly understand a very important truth. Faith and living by it are extremely important to all believers everywhere. So every believer would be wise to decide to become a lifelong student in the school of faith. In other words, we should We would be wise to continually seek to build our faith and to continually learn more about faith and how to put it to work in our lives and in our world. The Word of God lets us know that every believer has some faith. Romans 12:3 lets us know, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So every believer has at least a measure of faith, yet we're wise to understand that our faith can grow and increase according to the Word of God. And it should continually be a goal for all believers to grow and develop our faith to become stronger and stronger. Romans 10:17 lets us know how faith can grow when it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ." So then a believer can grow and increase his or her faith by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God. Faith is trust and belief that the Bible is true, and we live a life of faith as we trust the Word of God and live a lifestyle acting on the Word of God. For good news came, Hebrews 4:2 tells us, "For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened." Hebrews 4:2. Keep in mind that living a life of faith is a life in which you need to know how to turn the switch of faith on in your life. In other words, it's important to know how to activate and focus your faith and use it to overcome in any given situation or challenge. In the challenges we face every day in our lives, whether we win or lose a battle is dependent on putting your faith to work. Knowing how to use and apply your faith makes all the difference in the world. 1 John 5:4 tells us, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Again, 1 John 5:4. If we want to live a victorious Christian life, we need to put our faith to work in our lives every day of our lives. This is how we live a life that pleases God and that builds the kingdom of God. Read and meditate on the Word of God every day. Learn to stand on the promises of God's Word. Grow in your understanding that God and His Word can be trusted. You and I are wise to decide to be students in the school of faith who learn more and more about how to use our faith. Why? Because one of our goals is to grow in our knowledge of how to live a life that pleases and honors God. And this is a life of faith and trust in Him. 2 Peter 3:18 tells us, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." Let's be lifelong students in the school of faith who never graduate. Let's keep learning and growing in faith and our knowledge of Him. Again, the title of this article, "A Lifelong Student in the School of Faith." Lord, thank you for the fact that you call us to live by faith, and that the most exciting and fulfilling life we can possibly live is a life where we read your word, stand on your word, and live by your word. In other words, as we live by faith, Lord, teach us more and more to make it a goal, to grow in our knowledge of faith and how to put it to work in every area of our lives, and help us to know, Lord, that there's so many different insights and truths and understanding that we can draw on faith and grow in our understanding of faith as we simply read and meditate on your word every day. Anoint each and every one of us with a fresh anointing of grace that would encourage us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word every day, knowing again that your word is a book of faith from Genesis to Revelation, and it'll teach us and equip us to be people that live by faith daily. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Is it so crazy to believe? that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach. Call me to waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. You keep on making me see it's way beyond me. Trading it all for the plans you got. Is this so crazy to believe that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach? Call me to waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see it's way beyond me.
The music of Toby Mac with Beyond Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. It's our honor to have as our phone guest today, Lady Sandra Pate. She happens to be the wife of Bishop Dwight Pate, who we had on the broadcast just a couple of days ago, but we're honored to have her on. Lady Sandra, how are you today?
I am so excited about what God is doing in this hour. And we're standing on the word in Daniel, the 11th chapter, 32nd verse, which says, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So, you know, you might have heard faith teachers teach that faith for all I trust him. God revealed to me in the life that he's graced me to live that faith is fantastic adventures in trusting him.
That's a neat truth to grasp. Praise God. Would you take a few moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners so they know a little bit more about specifically who Lady Sandra Pate is?
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Pastor. I'm grateful to be here with you on today and honored to speak to the listening audience. And I'm Lady Sandra Pate. As you said, the wife of Bishop Pate. Bishop Pate and I have been married now for 26 years. Prior to my marriage, I've transitioned from being a law student to an international fashion model, to a recording artist manager, to a Hollywood television executive, to the bishop's wife. And I love what you have talked about being a lifelong student in the School of Faith, because my education involved being at 7 colleges and universities. I know that sounds extreme, but I went where God told me to go. So I have a testimony about what the universities and colleges, what that is like. And then when I went out to know that God wanted me to leave law school to become a fashion model, that too sounds crazy. But by faith, I stepped out and in 4 days went to New York City, never modeled before. And on the fourth day, God landed me with favor in one of the top designers in the world, Oscar de la Renta. Never met another model that has the testimony of going to New York City and winding up in one of the top fashion houses. And what's so incredible about that is, by the standard of the industry, I was too old. I'm pigeon-toed. I have a scar on my nose and crooked teeth. But God allowed me the opportunity to be photographed and to walk the runways. And this is because he wanted me to experience this. And then I went to heard a song that was produced by a young kid who never recorded anything. And I heard the song and said, that song's a hit. I grew up in Motown, so I was around people who sang before kings and queens and were on television and radio all the time. So for some reason, I thought it was simple. So when I heard the song, I said, let's make that happen. And by the grace of God, the song became a worldwide hit, and we found ourselves nominated for one of the Hollywood Awards, Best Song of the Year, in a category with, you know, world idols and legends. And then I knew that the recording industry wasn't really a place for a lady, so God had me order my footsteps to go to the 20th Century Fox lot Within an hour of showing up on the lot, I was hired. And within 2 years, I was a programming executive. I give God all the glory because it is a gift of faith that has you step out to be bold and to know that you can do anything because the word promises with God. With God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. So now I'm an executive, and I land at a time when a voice of a black person was needed in those circles. So I worked on the shows that ultimately became the top shows in Black and Latino America, sitcoms, and I worked on the first drama in television history that had a Black and Latino lead. But God told me to quit. And so in obedience, because my life is summarized by pray and obey. Mm-hmm. So in obedience, I quit the job that I really was a great job in the natural. Mm-hmm. But I had to step out on faith to leave that, and my church was in revival, and the visiting evangelist was Bishop Dwight Pate. And mm-hmm. Bishop told the church, he preached 28 services back-to-back at West Angeles Church of God in Christ. My pastor, so presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ worldwide, so I knew that whoever this man who called himself a swamp preacher from Louisiana was, he was highly esteemed by my pastor. I'd been at the church for over 20 years, and so now Bishop Pate shows up, and he tells the church on the last night of the revival to believe God for something only God could do. Well, one of the mothers in the church had come to me and told me she believed Bishop Pate was my husband. I thought that was incredible. You know, it's like, how would Bishop Pate want to marry somebody like me? But she planted the seed, so when Bishop said a week later, ask God for something that only God could do, I was set up to say, well, only God could have Bishop Pate to be my husband. I didn't share it with anyone else. I wrote it in my prayer journal. And 2 years later, I was at the Image Awards, another Hollywood award ceremony, and Bishop Pate was there in his capacity as the chaplain for that region of the organization that he was representing. And I walked up to him, and 6 days from the day that we met, he asked me to marry him. So, of course, I uprooted because I had to tell everyone. He said, you don't even know this man. I said, no, God knows him. That's good enough for me. My pastor knows him, and my father met him and blessed it. And I asked God for him, and I'm not going to tell God it's not the right time, take it back or bring him later. I'm going to do what God has given me, this amazing life, this wonderful time of this season of my life, to be able to put together all that I've experienced in the music, the fashion, the moving images of television and film, and do something, I believe, which will be a great exploit to bring God glory.
Mm. You know, it sounds like your life has been sort of a whirlwind of following God from one exciting adventure to the next. And I want to ask if you'll would you take a moment now specifically to pray for listeners in it? Because probably there are many persons listening that might can identify to maybe one side or other or maybe several points in your testimony, but also who need to learn to trust God and to follow him. Would you just pray for listeners that they would receive what the Lord wants them to receive through the broadcast today, and that they would grow in their understanding of the need to live and follow him by faith?
Amen. Father, we just come before you in the matchless, mighty, marvelous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking you for the sacrifice that he made for us all so that we could live life and live life more abundantly. And Father, we thank you that you are growing us by grace in faith to know that we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. We thank you for the divine opportunity that you give us to be agents of change, to be prayer warriors, to be fierce faith fighters. We thank you, Father, that through it all, all. Those times when there's no encouragement, those times when we felt misunderstood or neglected, that you, God, show up and you show us with you all things are possible. So, Father, we thank you that we can wait on you to renew our strength, to mount up with wings like an eagle so that we can run and not be weary, so that we can walk and not faint. We thank you that you are armoring us up with the whole armor of God so that we stand. And we stand determined to not back down, not to quit, as we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Father, that we serve you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lady Sandra. Lady Sandra, you quoted Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and that's a powerful verse. I'm just to share it again. It says, Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt. Excuse me, I'm not actually following the exact one there. No, but again, it's Daniel 11, verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Would you expound on why you wanted to start with that verse and why that verse is an important one for believers to understand?
Yes, it's important to understand who God really is, because, you know, people spend a lot of time talking to God about what they want. God already knows you. He knows you down to the very number of hairs on your head. But I think we're in a season, I have to believe, because I'm excited about where we are right now, that we're seeking God now. Those who know God are seeking God not for what we want, but what he wants of us. This is a time when passions are going to be revealed, when purpose is going to come alive in the children of God, and we'll be given his strength, not our own, to persevere and do what God put us here to do. It's so important to know that with God, all things are possible. And we can look at all the problems. We can talk about all the things that are going on. It's a lot of problems. But we have to stand on faith, by faith, the answer. The answer is in Christ Jesus. And so he is the answer. The word says in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, the 3rd verse, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I thank God that as he's revealing how sick, dead, dying this world is, we can no longer base what we do on what the world in Pharaoh's house is pushing us to. We have to stand on faith, by faith, with faith, and do what God put us here to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word that in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it talks about, you know, you've said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it talks about by faith, what all the patriarchs of faith did. But when it comes to the woman, Sarah, who achieved the impossible by bearing a child at her old age, it says through faith, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman is identified through faith. And there's a great movement of women happening around this world called She Leads. She Leads started in Michigan in 2019 and now is in 22 states, expanding to 28 more. She Leads is expanding to nations, and She Leads is through faith we're able to identify our sisters of faith who are doing great exploits for the Lord and say thank you by the seal of the state governments or the federal government, the national government of the United States of America. It's amazing, and that's what I'm spending most of my time on, just hearing the testimonies of faith, of what women are able to do in this hour through faith, like Sarah did in Hebrews 11, that 11th verse. It says, through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Mm. Well, you know, again, I appreciate you sharing that about the organization She Leads America. My wife, Bertie, and I had the privilege of meeting you specifically at that event, such an event that happened here in Mississippi just a few weeks ago. And you and she were both two of the recipients. And, you know, I think it was so powerful to understand that it was a beautiful event. It had beautiful pageantry. But more than that, it was a kingdom event that was highlighting the anointed gifts and strengths that different women of God have and how God is using them. And it was much bigger than a ceremony. It was a unique kingdom event. So again, was really grateful to get a chance to be there. If someone wants to learn more about She Leads America, how could they do that?
They can do that at SheLeadsAmerica.com.
Okay.
SheLeadsAmerica.com.
And they can learn about, I guess, both events as well as more about what the event is all about then, correct?
Exactly. As well as see all the states that have established She Leads honoring events. So I'm the state director of She Leads Louisiana, and you can find more about me and what we're doing in She Leads Louisiana at SheLeadsLouisiana.com.
Okay. All right. Would you take time now specifically to pray for the church to grow in their understanding of why we should strive to live out the wisdom behind Daniel 11:32 in view of the fact that God is bigger than all the challenges, all the problems we face. I tell you, we'll pick up on the other side of the broadcast, and we'll do that then. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Lady Sandra Pate. We'll be right back. Music of Covenant Church with Let My Heart Dance. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Lady Sandra Pate, and she's the director for the organization She Leads Louisiana, and which is a part of the She Leads America organization as well. And of course, her husband is Bishop Dwight Pate, who was with us a couple days ago, and they're the leadership of Church Point Ministries Church Fellowship in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Lady Sandra, would you take time now to pray for the church specifically? Would you lift the church up in prayer?
Amen. Father, we just come before you grateful that your Son, our Savior, promised that his church is a house of prayer. So we thank you, God, that you are connecting us by faith with those who we can pray with and pray for. We thank you that you are growing your church by faith, and our faith is growing to see that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. That no matter where we are, no matter what it looks like, you are always with us because you promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for breathing on your church, God. We thank you that we are growing by grace and that we are being strengthened by you to fight the fight of faith in this hour, that we shall be unmovable, unshakable, and willing, God, to obey, knowing that obedience is better than sacrifice. We pray these things now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Sandra. In this last segment, I want to invite you, anything else that's on your heart that you want to share with the body of Christ, please do that at this time.
Amen. You know, I specifically want to speak to women. You know, there's women of great exploits in the Bible, like Deborah, a judge who and prophetess who led the Israelites. And, you know, we talk of Esther, a queen who saved her people from genocide. You know, there's other examples of great women who did mighty exploits for the Lord. Zipporah, Pua, who defied Pharaoh. They defied Pharaoh. And Mary, of course, the mother of Jesus, who was known for her obedience. And I love Ruth, who was admired for her loyalty and her faith. And the spirit of these great women is in women today who are willing to walk past what it looks like, to trust God with their whole heart. And I want to encourage those who are listening to just keep going, to hit harder in your prayer life, to develop a lifestyle of prayer. God says we can talk to him. We're to pray without ceasing. We can talk to him anytime, anywhere, any place. And I also want to encourage women to love deeper. The word says love covers a multitude of sin. It's so easy to put our mouth on what we think we see or what we think we know, but love is the greatest force of the kingdom. And when we love more, love dispels fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So I pray that listeners get a glimpse of how strong God has made you to be, because you can persevere in this hour. And as the people of God, we've got to focus on how God orders his kingdom with marriage, unified families, children who are trained in the way. For those who feel like, oh, I messed up, I didn't get things right. No, you couldn't have got things right. Only God can get things right in your life. So it's trusting in God to know that he is sovereign and he loves all of his children and he's taken us someplace. Just this time, we're really going to do it together in the way that God has made his kingdom to be. Did Jesus not pray, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And at Church Point Ministries in Baton Rouge, we have a vision. The word says without a vision, the people perish. Our vision is to use the arts and media to unite God's church to create a Christian economy. We have to take control of our image. We can no longer allow the world who doesn't know us, doesn't want to know us, in fact hates us, and their father is the father of all lies, to tell us who we are. We have to raise up our voices collectively and trust God for the courage we need to stand on his word to tell the world this is who we are, this is who God made us to be, and we're not going to give in to the sick, evil, dead, perverse culture who challenges us to conform with secular humanist education, with music that is dangerous for any other generation to have to hear, and the fashion and entertainment which wants us to debase ourselves, degrade ourselves, and say that we call on the name of Jesus. I want to end with a scripture that's in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the 23rd and the 24th verse, because fame and fortune is very seductive. I could have gotten trapped. I could have gotten stuck. I could have been worn out and overwhelmed with what God has allowed me to see in the fashion capitals of the world and in Hollywood, working with people that are known all over the world. But God made it so I got out of the trap. That's my testimony. The Bible speaks to ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You've encouraged my heart this morning, Pastor, by speaking on being lifelong students in the school of faith. So now hear the word in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the 23rd and the 24th verse, which says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." So I'm grateful to be able to share my testimony. I thank God for allowing me to speak to the listening audience today. And I want everybody to know we are much further along this road of victory. Jesus was victorious at the cross, and because we are in Christ, we are victorious. And this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in his eyes.
Amen. Amen. Lady Sandra, would you specifically pray for women that are listening today? I think of this, that, you know, we live in a world that sadly we see our culture in some ways is trying to erase women, but also in so many ways and cultures, women are put down and considered second or third class citizens. Yet we see God wonderfully allowed women to be amongst those who stayed at the cross. Only one of the 12 disciples stayed, but the women of God were there, and the first woman to carry that wonderful news that he's risen, Mary Magdalene. So would you pray for women in whatever's on your heart to pray for them about?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your daughters, even in Mary Magdalene, one of Jesus' most faithful followers who was among the first to see the resurrected Christ and to announce it to the other disciples. Father, we thank you that now you are even revealing to your daughters things that only they will see, that they must testify and tell the world. For we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We thank you, Father, that you have taken us on a journey, and I pray that your daughters and all who are hearing will be renewed in the passion of why you created them and what they're here to do. Let your purpose come alive in your children. And we thank you, Father, as we pray for strong marriages, for unified families, for children who grow up who are trained in the way so they shall not depart from it, that we can stand on your word knowing that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. I thank you for your word that promises in the 121st Psalm, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. May you be glorified and honored in and through this broadcast, in and through the ministry that has made this broadcast possible, and Father, through your people who are listening. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Sandra. If someone listening is wanting to maybe get in touch with you or get in touch with She Leads Louisiana or just wants to learn more about some of the ministries of your church family, Church Point Ministries, Church Fellowship as well, how could they either get in touch with you or learn more about the ministries and work?
Amen. So She Leads America is a national, now international movement, and we're being transformed into She Leads the Nations. But right now, go to SheLeadsAmerica.com. And to find me, SheLeadsLouisiana.com. And to learn more about what we're doing at Church Point Ministries, you can go to LadyPateUpdate.com. That's LadyPate, P-A-T-E.com. LadyPateUpdate.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Lady Sandra, and sharing about the work that you're doing. And may the Lord's grace and mercy just flood you and Bishop Pate as you continue to be vessels that God does exploits through as well. So thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It encourages my heart to be with you and to share how good God is with God's people.
Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for Lady Sandra. Thank you for Bishop Pate. Thank you for the work and the mission behind Church Point Ministries in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Father. Father, bless each of them in that church fellowship. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. And Lord, as Lady Sandra shared about just the need for us to be a people and a church given to prayer. Father, thank you for every listener listening. Thank you for each and every one of us that's a part of our listening family today. Bless each and every one of us and each of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do, before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day. Today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make the step of committing your life to Christ, the single most important decision in all of life, if you want to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now and give your heart and life and commit your life to the Lord? Make that all-important decision, and you can make it right now. Would you pray with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. And I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrongs I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you daily. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. My email, once again, is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, joseph@afr.net. We look forward to being in touch with you. If you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared, A Lifelong Student in the School of Faith, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession. And please pray much for the work and the ministry of Lady Sandra Pate and her husband, Bishop Pate, as well.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.